Joining us now from RotoWire, we call him the K-Train. Hey, it's Ken Kreitz. How you doing, Ken?
I am great, gentlemen. How are you doing?
How is it that, how does it feel to know that the only person doing worse than you is me right now?
Well, you were the winner last year, if I recall. So it shows how quickly things can change.
Well, that's why I shouldn't listen to anybody. My brother drafted my team. I'm very upset about
and
that.
And he beat me, I think, last week in the consolation.
No,
we're all in the consolation.
I beat you in the consolation.
I play you now again,
all right,
Rich.
So this is for last
why
place.
Why am I still playing? Shouldn't I have been eliminated? Just leave me alone. I want to be left alone now. I hate when I'm been eliminated. I feel like I'm playing a meaningless bowl game or something like that.
You are.
All right, let's get started.
Hey, we've got playoff fantasy implications this week, gentlemen. Do we have any questions from callers?
We do have plenty of questions from callers. We'll get to that in a minute, Ken. But first, let's ask you this. How do you strategize your fantasy playoffs? Okay, do you go with who got you here, or are you trying to outsmart the room on the waiver wire?
You know, frankly, this season, if you made it to the playoffs, it's probably because you made a lot of changes, and there are so many injuries and things occurring even here in Week 15 that you still got to do a ton of research and find out whether your players have a good matchup and how their injury status is. So, for instance, Kyle Rudolph owners might think they're doing great. The guy's had four TDs in 3 weeks, but he also left the game in a walking boot. He's missed the last two practices. So I don't think Rudolph's going to play for the Vikings this week. I'd say look to pick up maybe Jesse James, had a monster game for the Steelers last weekend. Same with Leonard Fournette. He's missed two practices this week, and he's definitely somebody you want to make sure you check his status on before 1 p.m. You're going to have to be just as vigilant in the playoffs as you were in the regular season.
All right, if you want your questions answered, you better get it in now. I see them coming in on the text line, the Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672.
Ken, what about the quarterback market, and specifically, what do you do with Nick Foles this week, if anything?
You know, a lot of folks are talking about picking up Blake Bortles if you lost Wentz with his knee injury, but I really like Nick Foles. I like him mostly for two reasons. Love the fact he's playing the Giants and then the Raiders in the next 2 weeks, and those are your playoff games right there. Those are two great matchups. And remember, he had a wonderful season in 2013 for the Eagles. This is not some kid coming off cold the bench. Nick Foles is still available on many waiver wires. Bortles is a good option if Foles is gone, but I think Foles is a little underrated.
All right, Brady, start with Eric in Plattsburgh with the questions out there.
All right, Ken, he wants to know Joe Flacco, Alex Smith, Derek Carr at the quarterback position.
Ooh, those are not great options. They got Carr 20th against Dallas. Mostly because his receivers are all banged up. We've got Alex Smith 24th against the Chargers. What was the other option?
Joe Flacco.
Oh, Flacco. Oh, man. Boy, the best thing Flacco did that game in Pittsburgh, which I was at, was just hand the ball off to Collins. We've got Flacco 18th. Frankly, I'd take Nick Foles, who we just talked about, over all those guys.
All right, Kevin in South Burlington says he's in a PPR league. He needs three of these wide receivers: Jarvis Landry, Tyreek Hill, Josh Gordon, or Jordy Nelson.
Oh, got to go with Josh Gordon.
You got to play Jordy with Aaron Rodgers back. We've got Rodgers ranked fifth. Jarvis Landry, PPR league, is always a stalwart. We got him lower 20s for PPR, 25th for regular format. Who are the other two receivers there?
Josh Gordon and Tyreek Hill.
Ooh, you got to go with hot Josh Gordon. I'm going to leave off Hill. We've got him 32 against the Chargers. Strong pass defense. Boy, the Chiefs have been a total wild card passing this year. Yeah, I'm going to bench Hill. Those are four good options to have, frankly.
Yeah, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Is that no side effects here? You don't think he's going to have a little bit of a down in points because he's come back from that injury or what?
He could certainly be rusty, and at first it looks like Carolina is a bad matchup, but over the past five games, Carolina has actually given up the second most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. You know, Rodgers, two-time MVP, I think you got to play him, and frankly, most teams that had Rodgers on their squad probably have pretty awful other QB options. You got to play Rodgers, and you hope that Carolina D continues to play poorly against quarterbacks.
Ken Kreitz, the K-Train of RotoWire, joining us thanks to the Valley Vape Company, 12 Park Street in Essex Junction. One of our favorite remotes we did this summer, by the way. We get Corey, who wants to know, Blake Bortles or Drew Brees in the fantasy playoffs?
Ooh, boy, can you believe we're even debating that question? That seemed like a no-brainer quite a while ago. But, you know, the Saints offense, surprisingly, they're doing so well with Ingram and Kamara, the two running backs, that Breeze's stats are really down. He plays the Jets, though. We have him 11th this week. I still think he got to go with Breeze. I'm trying to look at where we've got Bortles ranked this week. We've got him two spots behind him at 13th. You know, best thing going for Bortles is that injury-depleted Houston defense looks good. But I still give the nod to the veteran Breeze.
So you don't worry about Rodgers and Rust after seven games off?
I do. I mean, it all depends on your options, right? I mean, if you've got Case Keenum, who we've got ranked sixth against Cincinnati, and a lot of people are able to pick him up on the cheap, I'd probably go with Keenum. But I say Rodgers is still a top 10 QB this week.
We're getting a lot of questions.
Yeah, still getting tons of them, Brady.
A lot of questions involving Case Keenum.
Yeah.
John in St. Albans says Keenum, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Derek Carr?
Definitely Keenum.
Okay.
Garoppolo, we have 10th. He's a good option. The killer with Derek Carr is the biggest name in that group, right, is you've got Crabtree coming back off a suspension, and Cooper is still really hurt, not playing well. Just been a rocky road for Carr, and he really hasn't exploded for a 4-TD game yet.
All right, let's rapid fire these two because they also involve Case Keenum. Eric and Barry, Keenum or Jared Goff?
Oh, that's close. We've got Keenum 6th. We've got Goff 9th against a proud but dinged up Seahawks defense. I go Keenum. Cincinnati's defense, horribly overrated, getting worse as the season progresses. That's probably the big reason we like Keenum.
Alex Williston, Keenum or Matt Ryan?
Ooh, another one you can't believe we're debating, right? But Ryan, he's been terrible this year. He might have half as many TDs as he did last in 2016. We've got Ryan ranked all the way at 16th versus Tampa Bay. We go Keenum.
Ken, I'll get you. Fine. You know what? I'm going to ask you this one. Like Bill Belichick, I'm on to the next season. When does fantasy baseball projection start over at RotoWire? Because winter meetings are here. Christmas is coming. It's almost New Year. I'm out of football. I need my fantasy baseball fix.
Our early projections, believe it or not, are already live up on RotoWire.com. We'd love to have folks come check it out at RotoWire.com/free. And we're writing our magazine now. Early projections for next year, including that Yankees outfield. Teeth grind. Are up on the site.
How can you do that? We don't know where everyone's playing yet.
By the way, I heard that.
Oh, they'll change radically between now and, the end of spring training. But it's all based on what they expect to play where. But obviously, a ton of free agent moves still to come. And crossing my fingers, the Red Sox had some pitching.
By the way, I heard that you could possibly draft Ohtani as a pitcher and as a player.
That's right.
You saw that. A lot of we work with all the big commissioner sites, and half of them roughly have told us that they're going to treat him as two players.
Wow.
The other ones are kind of taking the NL approach, but normally in NL leagues, they don't count the hitting stats of the pitcher.
Right.
Half the leagues are going to treat him as two players.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Ken, are we missing anything before we get rid of you and get ready to... get rid of the...
Before we eliminate you.
Before we eliminate you and get ready for the playoffs in fantasy football, the second round, that is.
I was going to ask, is this my last show for the season, Joe?
No, next week also. Next week, Brady's out.
I'll throw a daily fantasy suggestion out there for your listeners. I really like stacking Nick Foles and Aguilera. Foles is cheap on FanDuel, only $6,000. Here, I'll pull up the rest of my lineup. I really like Foles. You can afford to get Kenyon Drake of your Miami Dolphins, Arnie, and Todd Gurley in your running
He was good
back.
Last week, yeah. I'll
say. You can also afford Brown and Thomas at wide receivers. Foles at only $6,000 gives you a lot of flexibility in daily fantasy. And, gentlemen, I look forward to speaking next week.
All right, Ken, what happens when they go to RotoWire? What will they find?
Come to RotoWire.com/phrase. We already have our baseball projections up, but all our lineup optimizers for daily football, basketball, and hockey, and golf, and NASCAR, and every event else that's occurring. Anything you see on DraftKings, FanDuel, or Yahoo, we'll have lineup optimizers on RotoWire. We'd love to have you come give us a try.
And in 5 seconds, Lamar Miller or Alfred Morris?
Oh, Alfred Morris.
There you go, Mike and Swan. Appreciate it, Ken. Always a pleasure. We'll speak to you later on.
Thank you, guys.